say that clinging is around the senses and not the sensual desires. Does that make sense? And I can't remember, but I think there's maybe where it explains like and where is clinging arise.
Right. Well, the clinging. The clinging is well. It actually form. The clinging itself is the just that act of. Holding on to, because it's either the object or the subject. It doesn't really matter, in the sense of either the object of the senses or the subject of say the khanda, say the perception or the so the clinging is to the perception or to the body or to the that identification with consciousness, because when the Buddha formulates clinging, then of course there's clinging to sensual desires, there's clinging to a particular view, the view of this being something, the view of me getting something, the view of this. Some particular viewpoint, this is going to be good, or this is good, this is what the view is formulated by an assumed something from societal or cultural. So there's a particular view comes into being, or the sense of the clinging is there because of the that it's going to, which means another type of view, but the silabhatta paramasa, silabhatta upata, so that it's a practice or precept or way of behaving or conduct that is either beneficial or is being clung to in some sort of way, and of course the sense of Akavadupata, clinging in this identification with the sense of self. So that but in terms of the sensual desires, the clinging can either go onto the object or onto the subject. That is really, doesn't actually discriminate. So long as I can cling. Yeah?
I'm trying to remember, I don't know if I remember correctly, but there's somewhere where was it Chitta the householder or was he quoting Sarvabhuta about talking about clinging to the matter, the vine.
Right.
And the,
there's the story. That's the
object.
Yeah, the illustration is that is the oxen, the two oxen.
Right. And the clinging is to the fetter that binds the two.
Yeah.
In which case.
I think so, yeah. Yes.
So my quick point thinking about this, but is great reading, but how do you get underneath this? Because just being able to understand the structure of this is useful, but it doesn't pull it out.
Well, you just have to keep doing it. It's just because you understand something doesn't mean you actually, just the same with anything. Just because you've got an intellectual concept of it, it's the same as you know the words in a book of what sensual desire is, or you know what anger is in a book, but that's nothing to do with what the mind is, nothing to do with the feeling is, nothing to do with what the gratification, the danger, the way out. And so one has to be looking in that way. It has to this is what the function of investigation and contemplation is. It's not just to learn some concepts. It's to use those structures for getting underneath the the experience, and so that it can be understood and uprooted.